Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Melissa in our Facebook group at facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. You know you want to be there. Melissa says, "Sweet mother of pearl, my five-year-old is in grade one and I'm already getting a load of sass at homework time. Things I have tried and said to make it go more smoothly." This is Melissa's list. Telling him everyone in your class is doing your homework right now. I sent him straight to bed after supper for yelling at me during homework. I've tried positivity and encouragement. I've tried reasoning with him to focus. Homework will be done as soon as you write out your words twice. I've asked him, would you act like this with your teacher? And pure bribery, candy and or tablet time. I need ideas. Melissa, couple of thoughts here. First of all, there is advice for regular school and there is advice for now school. You don't say if your child is attending remotely or in person. Let's assume it's some weird combination of the both. And even if they're in person, it's with masks and distancing. And it's a lot for a five-year-old to handle right now, no matter how he's handling it. We, in our homework episode, and I'll link to it in the show notes, we did a homework episode where we talked about the sort of conventional wisdom that homework should be about 10 minutes times the grade level. So a first grader would have 10 times 1, 10 minutes of homework. This sounds like it's probably more than like, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes of homework. There is no way a five-year-old can handle much more than 10 minutes of homework at night after a full day of school. There's no reason your kid should be expected to do a half hour. So if it's more than half an hour you're spending, then you can stop at half an hour. And one tip I have for that is to use an hourglass. My kids who are either slow to get ready in the morning or reluctant to get ready, we would turn the sand of the hourglass over. You have this much time before we have to leave for school. You have this much time that you're going to sit here and work on your spelling. And when the sand runs out, then you can be all done. Or you have this much time to work on your homework. And whatever time is left, we'll turn the hourglass on its side. And then you can have screen time for that much time instead. So that's something that could work. We had some good suggestions on the page, too. Megan is a listener who's a teacher, and she suggested that, if it's a list of spelling words, you can take those spelling words and you can let them spell them out with magnets on the refrigerator, use bathtub crayons at bath time. You can get the spelling words into your child's head without them sitting there with a list. Molly said, give some choices. Would you like to do your homework in the dining room? Or in the playroom today? Would you like to do your homework before snack or after snack? Notice the choice is not, would you like to do your homework or not? Giving them some sense of agency might help. Finally, if you're getting tears around this, Melissa, and just tons of resistance, this might be what we call an iceberg situation, where your kid is resistant about the homework and there's really something else going on. They're overwhelmed. They're exhausted. They're a little bit afraid of the teacher. The masks are a little scary. Whatever it is that's going on, the way that it's coming out is extreme resistance about the math worksheet. But there's really something else going on. Our first job, always as parents, but especially right now, is to support our kids through this time and support the education to the extent that it's possible. But tears from a five-year-old in first grade are not worth fighting with the kid over. I think it's maybe time to let go. A five-year-old in first grade, that's a lot of work, and it's something else to consider, right? That, I mean, back in my day, as I like to say, when I was in first grade, I was a year older than this kid, and I was considered young for my grade. We are expecting kids to do higher level work at younger and younger ages. So I think it's okay to push back. It's okay to ask the teacher if there might be other ways to reinforce whatever concepts or words they're trying to address with the homework. But put the kid first, especially right now. It's not worth fighting over. As your kid gets a little older, it will be a little bit easier for them to sit down after a long day of school and get a little more work done. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.